Jericho.
Jericho, this is the story of Jericho.
Jericho.
Jericho, this is the story of Jericho.
Joshua. Joshua.
Yes, good old Joshua.
Joshua.
Yes, good old Joshua. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Hallelujah. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Hallelujah. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
You may talk about a man of Gideon, you may talk about a man of Saul, but there's none like the good old Joshua, the battle of Jericho. You may talk about a man of Gideon, you may talk about a man of Saul, but there's none like the good old Joshua, the battle of Jericho.
Hallelujah. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Hallelujah. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls come tumbling down. To the walls of Jericho,
Jericho,
a spear in his hand, go blow them round on Joshua. The battle is in my hand. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho,
Jericho,
a spear in his hand, go blow them round on Joshua. The battle is in my hand.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
Jericho, Jericho.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Praise the Lord.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
Jericho, Jericho.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The walls came tumbling down. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, the walls came tumbling down. Praise the Lord. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Hallelujah.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
Jericho, Jericho.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Hallelujah.
Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Hallelujah. The walls came tumbling down. Praise the Lord. The walls came tumbling. Hallelujah.
The walls came tumbling down.
The walls came
loud. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. Let's close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the heavens and pray for ourselves in this song. Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again in my life. We see them upon. Amen. Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again. Again, do it again in my life. Complete in Him, I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him, I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Oh yes, oh yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah. John, 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 John. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh yes, oh yes, hallelujah. Send that fire, my Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Yes, 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 yes. The Holy Ghost. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Pentecost on fire. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything? Is there anything you are God? Yes, behold, be. Sing it loud and clear. Anything, anything, anything. To have for me. Is there anything? Is there anything? To have. John, John, John. The fullness of the golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Oh yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh yes, complete. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we sit down tonight, there are three powerful prayers I want you to pray for yourself. And pray it the way you love yourself. Pray with fire and with power. Say, my Father, catapult me to my next level. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and ask for the catapulting power of the Holy Ghost to move you to the next level. In the name of Jesus. Masepela katende yaboshende rabakonda. Aha. Catapult me to my next level. That's right. Be catapulted to your next level. Masikaya boshende rabokosunto. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Masete kaya boshende rabokola baraba. Amen. The Bible says there is no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. That is, any enchantment proposed, pronounced, or targeted against you, render null and void. Because he says there is no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. Can you shout this loud and clear? Enchantment power! Assigned against my destiny to waste my life. Can you say this loud and clear? There is somebody who needs to shout this loud and clear. That's right. Death! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the enchantment power. Basente kaya bo shende rabo konte. Yes. Roar to heavens in desperate prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. Aha, aha, aha. Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the third prayer. It's a command. It's a proclamation. Say, my Red Sea, lose your power. That's right. Can I hear the sister shouting this loud and clear? Is that the loudest sisters can command the Red Sea to lose his power? Let me hear the brothers shouting it louder. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Command your Red Sea to lose his power. Basempola kaya boshente rabokontia. Lose your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for this wonderful evening before your feet. We praise your holy name because it is written, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, which was, which is, and which is to come. The Almighty, said the Lord. Thank you because you are the Almighty. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Right now, Holy Father, open our understanding here. Let there be no one here tonight who will go home with a plastic experience. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. as we open our Bible to 2 Kings chapter 17, bow down your head tonight. Tell the Lord that the God of Elijah must be your God. Begin to declare it to yourself now. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 17. 2 Kings chapter 17. And I was speaking tonight on what I call divine yellow card. The divine yellow card. 2 Kings chapter 17. Let's open our Bibles there. It's important that we gather the lessons soaked in this chapter of the Bible. 2 Kings chapter 17. Are we there? In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea the son of Eli to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as the king of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea, the king of Israel, became his servant and gave him present. A king became a servant to another king. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to Saul, king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. A king took another king and locked that king up in prison. And the king that was locked in prison is a king of Israel, the people of God. The king that locked him up is a demonic king, a satanic king from a demonic nation. Yet, he was able to lock up the king of God's nation. I pray that you will not enter the prison of your enemy. If you understand that prayer, your amen will roar like thunder. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. For 3 years, this man waged war against Samaria. That is 365 days times three. He put the people under fear, torment, and bondage. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria. It was the king he was locking up before. Now he has gathered the whole nation into bondage and placed them in Ala and in the harbor by the river of Gozan and the city of the Medes. He redistributed the people into his own cities. Remember, these are God's people. Verse 7. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchmen to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. Yet The Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which are sent to you by my servants, the prophets. Notwithstanding, they will not hear, but hardened their necks, like the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in the Lord their God, and they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers, and his testimonies, which he testified against them, and they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them, that they should not do like them. Left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made them molten images, even took calves and made a grove, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire. And they used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Verse 18, therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. I pray that the Lord will not remove you out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. But the Judah that was left. And Judah kept not the commandment of the Lord their God, but walked in the statute of Israel which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers, until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and he made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord, and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he did, they departed not from them, until the Lord removed Israel out of their sight. As he had said by all his servants the prophets, so was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. Let's look at verse 13 again. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets, by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandment and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, which I sent to you by my servant the prophets. Notwithstanding, they will not hear, but hardened their necks, like the neck of their fathers, that they did not believe in the law their God. This is a summary of the history of Israel, how the whole nation went into bondage. But God did not just stand up one day and push them into that bondage. No. The Almighty does not operate like that at all. But he will warn, he will testify against, he will send his prophets, he will send his seers, he will send men of God. If possible, he will send a dumb animal like the donkey to talk. He will send people to talk. He will send all kinds of persons to talk to you. He could even grab an unbeliever to talk to you, a Christian. All those pleading and pleading and pleading by the Lord is showing you a yellow card. The yellow card they show on football pitch, they show it to players who have committed grievous fouls. Once a second one comes against you, you go out. You cannot afford to have two yellow cards. Once the second one is going out, you are going out. That's why in Proverbs 29:1, you see this verse. Proverbs 29:1. He that been often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. He that been often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. He that been often reproved, that reproof is a yellow card, but you harden your neck, so shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. So when the Almighty is going to send his judgment against a nation, a people, a family, a household, the first thing he does, he issues them a yellow card. He begins to plead. So why have you done this? Why did you do this? When the pleading voice of the Almighty that calls to repentance fails, then God is forced to now issue a red card of inevitable judgment. This is a serious matter. To all of you gathered here tonight, listen to this message. The message tonight is a yellow card to so many people. What God has been telling you, repeating it, and you find it so difficult to comply with, He is showing you a yellow card. All those cleverly concealed sins, secret sin that you are hiding behind, is warning you, is showing you a yellow card. You are here several times. The Almighty had delivered you from terrible accident. He had delivered you from terrible situation. And yet, you refuse to please Him. He has shown you His yellow card. When the voice of pleading of the Almighty falls into deaf fear and you harden your neck, what follows is judgment. One great prayer we all need to pray for ourselves is that, Lord, let me finish well. It is not how long you live that matters, but whether you fulfill the agenda of God for your life. That's why Numbers 23:10 says, who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Say, let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Say, let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. When the Almighty begins to plead and He begins to warn, He's telling you, don't finish bad, finish well. The Lord wants all of us to have a happy ending to our lives. The end is very, very important. The Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. We must follow the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. The Apostle Paul started off as a persecutor of the people of God, but was transformed to a mighty apostle. That's a wonderful testimony. A happy ending. The Apostle Peter, in the beginning of his journey, began to deny Jesus. But by the time he got restored, the same Peter preached the first message at the day of Pentecost. 3,000 people got born again. Remember, he preached without a microphone. He preached without all the complicated Bibles we have these days. And he got 3,000 people born again. He says, let me die the death of the righteous, and let my end be like this. But once the Lord begins to show you a yellow card, then that death of the righteous is not sure again. There are people here tonight who need to cry to the Lord and say, Father, I'm sorry. Because all the opportunities are given to you and has been cautioning you, warning you, you have not yielded to the warning, and now He's showing a yellow card. And when God has given the red card, there is no deliverance that can help you. You can gather all the general overseers, plus super general overseers, plus all the senior apostles. Let them lay their hands upon your head. They are wasting their time. If you like, you can gather all the anointing oil that MFM has ever prayed on. Put it inside a bucket. Pour the oil on your head. It makes no difference at all. Once the yellow card has been shown, it won't help at all. Because when He was showing you the yellow card, you were not careful. Many people, the yellow card the Lord is showing to them now, is that stop going to that place you are going to. That friend is polluting your life. Some, the Almighty is saying, this thing you are doing, this habit, stop that habit. Some, the Almighty is saying, caution this, your anger. Stop it. Stop it. And you have been hearing that, stop it. Stop it. The Holy Spirit has been saying, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. This thing you used to say, stop it. But you still keep saying it. There are thoughts of your heart that are abomination to heaven. And the Almighty says, I don't like your thinking. Stop it. It's showing you a yellow card. When those constant pleading has been falling to deaf ears and you refuse to listen, what follows is a red card. A red card means a bad ending, a tragic ending. You must have a happy ending to your Christian life. But perhaps there are warning signals now. Warning signals. Lucifer was created as a shining morning star. Lucifer had a very good beginning as the anointed cherubim in the presence of God. God did not create a devil. God created Lucifer, who became the devil. Lucifer was full of wisdom and full of beauty. Lucifer was the choir master in heaven. Lucifer was in charge of worship in heaven. When you see Lucifer, you don't need musical instruments, because the Bible says all the instruments of music were made complete in him when he was made. But then something began to pop up in his life. It was pride. Pride and ambition, evil ambition. That caused him to rebel against God. He was rejected from heaven and he's going to be tormented in hellfire forever. Once you are not humble and pride is in your heart and you have this unholy ambition which is contrary to the will of God for your life, it's a warning signal. Something is going on. You may be shown the red card like Lucifer. Of all the sins in the universe, the foundation of all sins is pride. Some is pride of beauty, pride of handsomeness, pride of the university they went to, pride of talent, pride of wealth or money. All these will hand you a red card to depart from the field of play of the Almighty. And it's a terrible thing indeed. So Lucifer finished poorly and badly and tragically because of pride. There was a man in the Bible called Cain. Cain had a very good beginning. Was the firstborn of Adam and Eve, the first human baby, full of promises and hope. But after he and his younger brother began to grow up, he brought offering to the Lord. Cain brought, in his own time, brought the fruit of the land to the Lord. But Abel, his junior brother, brought the first and the best of what he had to the Lord. The Lord accepted the offering of Abel and rejected that of Cain. Instead of Cain to sit down and examine, he said, "Why is he rejecting my own offering?" He became jealous of his brother and killed him. As a result, Cain was cursed by God and he spent the rest of his life as a fugitive and a vagabond. If there is jealousy in your heart and envy, you're trying to downplay others. You are wishing that what belongs to others belongs to you. And you are having bitterness in your heart because of that. It's a dangerous symbol. Cain did it. Got a red card. They drove him out of the field of play. There are plenty of people in the house of God today who have been eaten up by envy and jealousy. You must get out of it fast. Very, very fast. Because the next thing that will follow is his yellow card. And once that second yellow card comes, you are taken out of the field of play. There is a man in the Bible called Korah. You find him in Numbers chapter 16. Korah was a son of Levi and from the tribe of the Reuben. These people, they became rude and insolent. And they rose up against Moses. And with them 250 Israelites, and who were community leaders, they came up as a group to oppose Moses. And Moses said, "Lord, if this man die a natural death, it's not good enough. Then the Lord has not sent me." So, but let the Lord do something totally new. Let the ground swallow them. And these people went to hellfire alive. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them with their household. And fire came from the Lord and consumed the 250 men. These were men who had good beginning, but they were rebellious, insolent, rebellious, rude, having no respect. Talk to men of God anyhow, address ministers anyhow, have no respect for anybody who is a child of God. That will earn you a red card. Just like it had Korah, Dathan, and Abiram a red card to depart from the field of play of the Almighty. How about the Israelites in the book of in the Old Testament? Oh, they had wonderful beginning. They experienced miracles of God. God brought them out of Egypt in a miraculous way. But out of 600,000 men that left Egypt, only two entered the promised land. The others perished in the wilderness because of idolatry, immorality, unbelief, murmuring. This led them to destruction. If your heart is impure and you are murmuring, you are complaining, you are living in idolatry, you are living in immorality, you have aborted the first baby, Almighty was watching you, aborted the second one, But then the third one, not known that he's showing you, he's telling you, stop, stop, stop. He's showing you the yellow card. But you did not listen. Very soon, he will bring out this red card, and the person will be taken out of the field of play. There was a man in the Bible called Saul. Saul had a wonderful beginning. He was chosen by God to be the first king of Israel. But along the way, he began to disobey God. And he was rejected by God. And God had to choose another man to replace him, to be the next king of Israel. Saul tried to kill David many times. But the Lord protected David. However, Saul met his tragic death on the battlefield. He had a terrible testimony. The man started as a prophet. He prophesied when he was going to become a king. And people were saying, is Saul also among the prophets? But he now died as a witch. Only God knows what Saul went to do with a witch of Endor in the night. Some Bible scholars said he slept with the witch. I don't know about that one, but what did he go to do in the house of the witch at night? He started as a prophet. He ended as a witch. Let me die the death of the righteous, the Bible says, and let my end be like his. But if your end is going to be like this, then you must be careful of the yellow card the Almighty is showing you now. It's pointing to you now. Pointing to you. Pointing to you. Many people who come to the house of God these days, it will be, when you see the way they behave, the way they act, it's very clear that they are not born again at all. You find many who have not even smelled heaven at all. There are plenty of pastors who are not born again. There are plenty of bishops who are not born again. There are plenty of general overseers who are not born again. There are plenty of ushers who are not born again. There are plenty of choristers who are not born again. There are plenty of people who come to collect miracles, but they are just not born again. They have not experienced heaven. They just come in. When we say, heaven come down and glory fill my soul, they have no idea what we're talking about. When somebody says, I saw heaven open, they have no clue what you're talking about. And let me tell you one secret. Jesus did not die just to provide salary for pastors. No. He came for a more serious purpose. And he will not take it easy with anyone, misleading the sheep or pushing them astray. But then the secret of life is this. If you are a good person, very good person, you will not fall into a hand of a wicked prophet. There must be something about you that needs to be corrected before you fall into those kind of errors. If you're a true child of God and you are serving God with your whole heart, if you're in the wrong place, something will chase you out. Saul started as a prophet. He ended in witchcraft. And he died tragically at the war front. When he called God, and the battle was raging against him, he called the prophets. No answer. He tried to connect God. God remained dumb and deaf. He could not. God had gone away from him. And he did not know that the Almighty had departed. God has been giving him yellow card, yellow card. But he did not listen. By the time he would not want to sit up, it was too late. I pray that if you are here today, and you have been deafening your ears to heaven, I pray that it will not be too late for you. It will not be too late for you. Saul is a terrible example indeed of somebody who went from one extreme end to the other. This is a very serious matter. I want you to understand that. It's a very serious matter. There's somebody in the Bible called Gehazi. Gehazi had a fantastic beginning, a good beginning. He was the servant of the man who collected double portion from Elijah, the servant of prophet Elisha. It is painful to note that Gehazi will have been the most powerful man in our Old Testament Bible today, because he too will have requested for maybe double portion or triple portion of the power of Elijah. I mean, a man that started like that has had a very good beginning. Gehazi had the same opportunity to receive Elisha's mantle, just like Elisha received the mantle of Elijah. But it destroyed his future with greed and deceit. Elisha refused to receive any gift from Naaman. Gehazi secretly ran there and requested for gifts by false claim. The Bible says, godliness and contentment is a great gain. We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that you will take nothing out of it. I've attended several burial ceremonies in my life before I stopped. I've attended the burials of the high and the mighty. I'm yet to see a rich man who died and they dug the floor more than the 6 feet. And then when they finished digging it, so this man is dead now. Put his Lexus Jeep inside the grave. Gather his houses and put it inside his grave. We brought nothing into this world. Nothing. When you came naked. And you are going back naked. Even if they dress you with all kinds of dresses, eventually it will rot away. If you put on clothes and you have no power to keep that clothes on, if somebody wants to remove it, you are still a naked person. It can be taken off you at any time. Naked we come, naked we go. It reminds me of the story of the fox. A fox found its way into the farm. This fox was very hungry when he came in. He had been hunting for something to eat. It was a slim fox. But there was a tiny hole by the fence of the farm. It was through that tiny hole the fox was able to crawl into the farm. And when he got in, he began to feed on the chicken. Oh, his breakfast was chicken. His lunch was chicken. His dinner was chicken. Oh, it was a wonderful life. But one day, the farmer came and was complaining. He said, this chicken, they're disappearing. Who is removing them? They're disappearing. So maybe there is a fox in here. Maybe there is a fox. Okay, I will bring my gun tomorrow and move around the farm. The fox heard that the farmer would bring a gun tomorrow. It was time for him to get out. He ran to the hole from which he came in. He had eaten so much chicken, he's now very fat. So he couldn't go out again. He was too fat to go out. He was in a dilemma. What could he do now? How will he slim down? He started fasting. Every night he would try his head by the hole, whether it will enter. He would try, he would try. For days the fox did not eat until it got thin again. Then he was not able to escape. He brought nothing into that garden. And he's going out with what? Nothing. We brought nothing into this world. And it is certain that we bring nothing, nothing out of it. We went to minister in a campus. And they brought this beautiful looking girl to me who said, I'm Miss Campus for the year. And I said, accept Jesus into your life. Said, no, I don't need your Jesus. My beauty can get me anything I want. After all, I'm in this campus now and I have a car. I have this, I have that. I don't need your Jesus. No problem. Took my Bible, I went away. The next time I will see her, it was somewhere in America, they called Detroit in Michigan. She was in a hospital there. I could not recognize her face anymore. A jealous boyfriend had poured acid on her. That face that she claimed to be beautiful now looked like a monster. She was crying with the single eye she could use to see me that I wish I listened to you that day and I would not have been here. Let me die the death of the righteous and let my end be like this. But if you got a red card like Gehazi, the person cannot die the death of the righteous anymore. We should be contented with what the Lord has given to us. We should not chase after things as if it's a do or die affair. Godliness and contentment is a great gift. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we are going to bring nothing out of it. There was a man in the Bible called Judas. Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot had a fantastic beginning, a good beginning. He was a chosen disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was one of those who cast out devils and who healed the sick. But along the way, his greed and ambition finished him off. He became a traitor. He took monies from the enemy of Jesus, who were looking for opportunity to arrest Jesus. He was a spy. He was passing information to the enemies of Jesus. Judas may have felt very clever and very smart, but he did not realize that his end was going to be tragic. at the end of the day, when he collected the 30 shekels of silver, he now discovered that it's bloody money. He took it back to those who gave it to him. They said, "Sir, we have arrested it, and we have given you the money. We don't want it." He threw it at them and ran away. And he went to hang himself because of greed, ambition, and all kinds of things. Tonight, the Lord is calling all of us here to repentance. There is a reason this message is coming forth. There are people here, the Lord wants you to make a roundabout turn from whatsoever thing you are doing that is bad. Many think they have time, but you have very little time. Many think, well, there is a long time to go. There is no time again. And many are suffering from this over-familiarity with the Almighty. I have no respect for the Almighty again. They just feel God is their boy. When they commit sin, there is no godly sorrow anymore. All the eyes to weep for sin is gone. All the spirit to say, "Lord, I'm sorry, please have mercy on me, I'm a sinner," is gone. There are many wicked husbands, wicked wives, wicked youths all over the streets. Those whose hearts, they are devising evil every day. This is a prophetic message to you. The yellow card is stretched forth. Once that changes, it is the red one. And case will be closed. Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. I want you to bow down your heads before the Lord. Be honest with Jesus. There is no point in deceiving yourself. Is there anything in my life that is annoying heaven? Is there anything in my life that is reducing my mark in heaven? Is there anything in my life that is making the enemy to rejoice now? Is there anything in my life that is a signal of hellfire? Is there anything in my life, although I'm trying to cleverly cover it up? But be honest with yourself. Be true to your life. Be sincere now. Is there anything in my life that if all of a sudden, as we're gathered here now, the trumpet sounds, "Fio!" Will you hear? Because already, ordinary angels, you don't see, you can't see, you don't know what they look like. Voice of heaven is so distant. If all of a sudden now, heaven's decided that the timetable of man on earth is over, and that trumpet sound, "Pure!" Will you really hear? Or is the sound of your girlfriend you will hear? The sound of alcohol and cigarette and wine? The sound of fornication, adultery? The sound of anxiety and worry? The sound of argument and strife? What sound will you now hear? The Bible says, "For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. And this our mortal body shall become mortal." And then what happens? The end has come. The Bible says, "He that endures to the end shall be saved." There is no price for somebody who dies in the middle. There is no price for somebody who dies in the center. He that endures to the end shall be saved. Perhaps tonight, the Lord is already showing you your yellow card. This message is another yellow card. Talk to the Lord yourself. Say, "Father, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't go on like this. You must help me." Confess your inadequacies before the Lord. Don't hide anything before Him. The Lord knows your heart. He can read your motive. He can read the calculation of your spirit. He can see what is the tablet of your heart. Talk to the Lord now. Amen. There is one man here now and a woman. I don't know what they've done, but they know what they have done. And the Almighty is the one that wants to sponsor their destruction. These people know themselves. I don't know what you've done, but you yourself know that God is now angry with you. I recommend you quickly find a way to this altar and be on your knees if you're that person. You've done something really terrible, really bad. I don't know what you've done. But you yourself know that destruction is close. Get out and be on your knees. As many people as love their destiny and their salvation, and they would like to finish well, raise your voices like fire and thunder in these life-changing prayers. Pray for yourself the way you've never done before. Pray for yourself from your heart. Pray for yourself with everything that is in you. My Father, have mercy on me now. In the name of Jesus. This is time to cry for mercy. You may not have another opportunity. But sente kapola kaya bo shende raba. You must be revived. You must be revived. Every enemy of revival must go. But sopotele kaya bo shende raba kanda. Manaribo sopola kaya bo shente raba ka. Boka tende kera bo sopola kaya bo shente raba. Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray with more seriousness. Say, if my name is in the book of hellfire. Can you shout this loud and clear? Blood of Jesus, remove it now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Remove it now. Pasekate kaha poshende raba. Banakanda rabo sopola kaya boshente raba. This is not a night to negotiate. This is not a night to negotiate. Oh, marabo kosopola kaya boshanda. Amen. Those of you at the altar here, confess your sins to the Lord with your own mouth and ask Him to forgive you and make a promise before Him that you will change completely. Those of you at the altar, start doing that now. 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 So every power that wants to waste my salvation, how can it be hard? Somebody who got born again, speaking in tongues, casting out devils, coming to church, all of a sudden, you end up where the demons are hanging up to. Every power assigned to waste my salvation, death, in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Father, I plead by the blood of Jesus for these your children at the frontier. That whatsoever iniquity they might have gotten involved with, by the mercies of God and by the power and the blood of Jesus, that you forgive. Wipe away this iniquity by the blood of Jesus. As they have made up their minds that this situation shall change, empower them. Strengthen them. And anyone here at the altar that the enemy is about to waste, receive your deliverance now. Receive your deliverance now. Receive your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may go back to your seat now. Go back to your seat now. Say, any power that does not want me to finish well, scatter in the name of Jesus. This is not a night to negotiate. This is not a night to negotiate. Oh, Maraboko Sopola Kaya Boshenda. Amen. Let us share the grace in fellowship.